SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, the embattled construction union officially put into administration. New government funding committed to the Great Barrier Reef in North Queensland. And Australia's contingent at the US Open will be its largest in decades after a record 6 qualifiers. Good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has officially put the construction and general division of the CFMEU into administration. Laws allowing the government to do so passed Parliament this week following allegations of criminal behaviour within the organisation. The Fair Work Commission has appointed Mark Irving QC as the administrator. The federal government has committed $100 million to rebuild the Great Barrier Reef Aquarium in North Queensland. The funding will allow the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority to establish a purpose-built facility for reef education. Mr Albanese says the aquarium will be an environmental hub.
Here at Reef HQ, this facility has, since Bob Hawke opened it way back in the 1980s, this facility has played an important role in being a central point to where locals can come and see the reef in a convenient way, but importantly as well, the science and research that's been conducted here has been absolutely critical.
The Prime Minister made the funding announcement before heading to Queensland's Bush Summit. His visit to the Sunshine State comes within 2 months ahead of a state election, with a federal election looming within the next year. A young humpback whale tangled up in ropes in Sydney has been freed. Wildlife officers were trying to free the animal since Thursday afternoon when it was spotted near Shark Island in Sydney's harbour by members of the public. Rescuers attached three large buoys to the whale to slow it down and allow rescuers to keep track of its location. An exclusion zone was put in place as crews chased it around the harbour. The juvenile humpback was first seen around 1 p.m. on Thursday near the entrance to Sydney Harbour by a whale spotting group, which alerted the Orca Wildlife Rescue Organisation. The whale later swam into the harbour near Rose Bay. It's believed the whale's fins became caught in a large fishing trap made up of ropes and buoys. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says the arrest of three people who allegedly conspired to conceal a group of unlawful arrivals in Australia is proof the Prime Minister is weak on border security. The AFP has charged the three people for allegedly conspiring to collect and conceal a group of unlawful maritime arrivals who arrived in Western Australia in April. The man and two women are expected to appear before court today with a maximum penalty of 10 years for the alleged offences. Mr Dutton says the government isn't strong enough on boat arrivals.
The people smugglers always take advantage of a weak Prime Minister. We saw it with Kevin Rudd, we saw it with Julia Gillard, we're now seeing it with Anthony Albanese. When we were in government, as the Home Affairs Minister, we had a tough policy with Operation Sovereign Borders. But it worked, it stopped people from drowning at sea, and it made sure that we could get the women and children out of detention that Labor put in there.
The National Women's Safety Alliance says family violence orders are often failing to protect victims of domestic violence. The orders are designed to create separation between perpetrators and victims by prohibiting contact or visas, but the Alliance says they often do not fulfil that purpose between 2010 and 2018. Australia's National Research Organisation for Women's Safety found domestic violence orders featured in 40% of the 240 cases of intimate partner homicide. Executive Director of the National Women's Safety Alliance, Catherine Burney, says the orders are not always effective.
Family violence orders play an essential role in protecting survivors from further harm, yet we know that the current system does contain significant gaps. Too often, we have found from our members, FVOs are undermined by conflicting parenting orders or ineffective enforcement across jurisdictions. The adversarial nature of most family law proceedings further compounds the issue, allowing perpetrators to, at times, manipulate the system, often placing control over victims under the guise of parental rights.
One of the largest diamonds ever found has been unearthed at a mine in Botswana, and the African country's government will put it on show. The government believes the huge 2,492-carat stone is the second biggest they've brought out of a mine. The weight would make it the largest diamond found in more than 100 years and the second largest ever dug out of a mine after the Cullinan diamond, discovered in South Africa in 1905. That diamond was 3,106 carats and was cut into gems, some of which form part of the British crown jewels. Natural diamonds are at least a billion years old, and some of them more than 3 billion years old, scientists say. In tennis, Australia will have its biggest contingent at a US Open in four decades. 20 Australians will be part of the singles main draws at Flushing Meadows after a record six players won final round qualifying matches on Friday. Wildcards Tristan Schoolcase and Taylor Preston brought the total number of guaranteed entries to 12. The contingent will be led by world number 10 Alex de Minaur and fellow seed Alexei Popyrin, as well as women's veterans Daria Saville and 2022 quarterfinalist Alia Tomljanovic. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.